Okay. Today's daf chav ches. Run chav zayin and beis. Four lines from the bottom. Simon, Mitznavel, Dam, Vimalika. So we learned today for Rabu Shalem, for Shoshana Basi, Bas Rachel, Devorah. And we're discussing Shchitas Olas Ha'ov. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, unusual name, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas, that what? That there's no such thing as Shchitas Ha'ov min HaTorah. Only din derabanan. Now Rashi pointed out, I didn't say it yesterday, Rashi pointed out, even if it's true that there's no shechitas ha'ov min haTorah, you still can't poison a bird and you still can't strangle it. There has to be some maisa, but if it's any psul, hadrasa, or pulling, ripping, that's all fine. That's all fine. Okay? You can't just shoot a bird in the head. Okay? Meitzvei, wait a minute. Hashochet, it says, we have a braisa that says like this. Hashoche, it's a mission actually. Hashoche, if someone does shechita, the vinis nabla biyado, and he makes it into an veila somehow, he messes up. Hanocher, he ruins the simanim, the hamaaker, or he does some other kind of ruining. Pata malachasa. He's pata from the din of kitzi hadam. Why is he pata from the din of kitzi hadam? Because in valid shechita. Kisi and Dam is only on a valid shechita by an oaf and a chaya. Now, the Amrit ain't shechita la oaf and a Torah. If you're telling me that there's no such thing as shechita sa oaf, nechirasa zui shechitaso. If nechir is good too, then that should be good. Liboy kisui. It should require kisi and Dam. Why not? So the Gemara says, mi sabris ba oaf, lo? Mi sabris ba oaf? You thought we're talking about oaf? Lo, a chaya. We're talking about a chaya. Talking about a chaya, talking about an oaf, a chaya, 100%, 100% by a chaya you ruin it. Toshma, another raya. Hashokhet, if someone's a shechita, listen to this. Bitzarach ladam, and he needs the dam. So the halacha is, just because you need the dam, doesn't mean you can't. Doesn't mean you're puzzled for the mitzvah of kitzi adam. Not at all. You're still chayav in kitzi adam, right? Chayav l'chatzah. Case in the world, so what do you do? You want the dam, right? So what do you do? So the Gemara, the Brisa is going to suggest, pasul the shechita. If you pasul the shechita, you can save all the dam for yourself. So, case, what do you do? Oh, nechiro, do that, ruin the shechita. Oh, ikuro, somehow ruin the shechita. My lav ba'ov, aren't we talking about, oh, the kaboy le, ludame, lianike, that you need the blood for some kind of smoke, I don't know. The Gemara says, oh, no, again, we're not talking about an oaf. We're talking, what do you see from this braisa? That you don't have to do shechita by an oaf. No! The chaya, you're talking about an animal, a chaya. The kavala devala laka, you need the blood for some kind of dye. Okay? Tashma, another raya. Malach bisakin, if you do malika with a knife, Metame begadim abeis ablia. You metame the bird, and now if you eat this bird, you're going to become tame when you swallow the meat. Again, there's no such thing as malika with a knife. So what did you do? You ruined it. Right? Therefore, it's considered a nevela bird, and when you eat that nevela bird, again, besides the itzur of eating trait, eating nevela, forget that. You become tame when you swallow it. Now wait a minute. The Amrit ain't shechita l'oaf min haTorah. If there's no shechita l'oaf min haTorah, nihi. Now it's true. Nami tchi tavar le'shegra. When you break the neck, umafrekes, and you crack the neck, havile trefa. You're gonna make it into a trefa. No question about that. But to havile tzakin l'tayim within nevela, at least make it into a knife. Let the knife save it from being a nevela. Says Rashi. Second. Third skinny line, below rovasa. As long as when you break the knife, you don't have rovasa. Kidam rina parakama, like daf chavala. Kedan bahavi treifa, we should the sakina la malikahu. You can't have rovasa, because if you have rovasa, we said it was a problem. Again, so Rashi is reminding us, don't worry about that. But what's the story? If you do shechita, if you do malika with a knife, and according to now what we're saying, there is no shechitas open at Torah. So why wouldn't this save it from becoming a nevela. A treifa, 100% he made it a treifa. But it should save it from becoming a nevela. Why? Because it's shechita anyway. Hu d'amar ki aitana. You're right. It's the machlokas tanayim. The Tanya, Rebbe Lozak, far Rebbe Omer, Rebbe Lozak, far said in the name of the Great One, Ma Tamud Lomar. Just like it says in the Torah, in Parashas Re'eh, Ach, Kashi Yochol, Es HaTzvi, Ve'es HaAyel, just like you could eat the tzvi, a deer, and an aisle. And the pasuk continues, Kein Tochelu HaTomei V'HaTor Yachtov Yochelu. If the, what that pasuk means. Anyway, V'chima L'madnu, Mitzvi V'Ayel, what are we learning out from Tzvi V'Ayel? Just like if you need a tzvi and an aisle, so too, dot, 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 whatever it is. Me'ata harei zebol alamed, we're learning something out of a tzvi and aisle, v'nimsa lamad, and it comes to teach us something also. Makish tzvi v'ayil l'psuli ha'mukdoshim. We're comparing a deer and an aisle to things that are puzzled at karbanos. Ma psuli ha'mukdoshim. V'shchita, just like psuli ha'mukdoshim, requires shchita. Everything requires shchita. Ah, tzvi v'ayil v'shchita. V'o, Ein lo shchita midivrei Torah, ella midivrei sofrim. Man, now, so that kind of hole, that bird, there is no chiyuv min haTorah to shech birds. Man tana de pala galeder v'laz akvar, who argues on him? Rebbe he. Rebbe Huda Nasi argues on that. Look at the second Tosfos. Rebbe he. Havi matzo lemeh bar kapara he. Really, it's bar kapara. However, ella de nichal el ukmeh mashnayetz, L'le'el k'rebi. Says Tosfos, we much rather have Rebbe here being a Tana. He's the one who made the Mishnah. So whenever we can, we throw him a bone. Whenever we can, right? Really, it's back apart, same person. But we'll mention Rebbe. The Tanya, Rebbe Omer, right? It says in the Torah, V'zavachta kasher tibisicha. V'zavachta, you should do zavicha like I commanded you. Malamed shenetava Moshe al aveshet v'alakana, on the veshet and the kana, al rov echad ba'ov, v'al rov shnayim v'behema. So it's a machloket whether or not ov is min haTorah or not. Okay? Look at the third Tosfos. The al rov echad ba'ov, v'al rov shnayim v'behema. Ready for this Tosfos? Yesh mefarshim, there are those that say, didarish b'gematria. That is a gematria. It's not really a gematria. It's more accurately a, what's that called? A mnemonic. Not a mnemonic. No. Rosh HaTevet. Why? It says, Dika Asher. Just like, Aleph of Kasher is Echabo. Shin is Shnayim Bibahema. And the Reish is Rove Shel Echad Kamohu. Rove Echad Bo, V'rov Shnayim Bibahema. V'roshay Tevos L'mafreya Shel Kasher Habirubo Shel Echad Kamohu. Right? Now, as far as I know, very unusual. So unusual that the Masif has 10 pages on it about when you have gematrias. It's not really a gematria. Right? It's not really a gematria. As far as I know, there are only two gematrias in Shas that halacha is the Lord out of them. Right? We had one pretty recently. One was in Menachem. One was in Menachem. Right? Does anybody remember what it was? The first one is in the Nazir. Anybody remember that? How do you know Stan Nazir is Shloshim Yom? Because it says Yihyeh. And Yihyeh is Gematria 30. The second one was in Menachas. I don't remember what it was. Was it Zeh is 12? Something with the Lugin? Might have been that. Those are the only two. This isn't really Gematria. It's not Gematria. Tosfos calls it Gematria because Gematria doesn't mean just numbers, you know, Aleph equals 1 and Beis equals 2. It's any of these types of devices. It's called a Gematria. Gematria is a broader word than just number games. Either way, fascinating to point that out. But it's not... What? No, Yesh Mefarshim. Where is that Yesh Mefarshim? There's a little Lamed here. Where's that Lamed? The Lamed takes you to... So the Haggaz B'Tziyunim, the extra guards, quotes from the stipler that Tosus is missing words. And we're told can't be missing words because he says like this: Nira sheyesh chesaro b'divrei Tosus. V'tzarech lomar kemo shekasav balaturim b'shem Rabbeinu Yaakov mikurbil. Problem is that the Rabbeinu the balaturim lived after Tosus. Tosus couldn't quote him. It's impossible. Lived after Tosus, and the balaturim was not Yaakov mikurbil anyway. It's ki kasher tibisicha. Listen to this: kasher tibisicha has the same gematria as Rove Echad Ba'ov, Rove Shnayim Bebehema. Kasher Tivisicha? What? Right. We said that it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. We didn't have a Makar for it. It's also a gematria, by the way. That doesn't mean anything. What? Yeah, but what's Halacha about that? There's no halacha about that. What? Right. There's no halacha in Taryag. Right? The Torah is Gematria 611. There's no halacha about that. What's the halacha? How many mitzvahs? Okay, so what if it's not 613? Doesn't change your life. Right? Doesn't change your life at all. Period. What? Correct. So that's the thing. What are the halachas in Gematria? Very few. Very few. Okay. Ready? Yeah, because in Parashas V'e, it says, V'zavachta kasher tzivisicha. You should check, like I commanded you once upon a time. Where is that once upon a time? It's nowhere. You look through the entire Chumash, there's never a tzivui to check. There's no tzivui like that. So what does it mean, kasher tzivisicha? So the answer is, halacha l'moshe b'sinai. I told you privately, it's not recorded in the Torah. Right? Okay. He's not arguing. He's saying an additional level of interpretation. It's a gematria. Now, echad ba'ov, right? We said one simin is kosher by an ov. Echad ba'ov. Which simin? Which one? So itmar, right? Every bird has two simanim. Animal has two simanim. The animal, you have to rove of both. A bird, rove of one. Which one? The Mishnah didn't say. So it's a machloket. Itmar. Rav Nachman Amar. O Veshet. O Kana. Either one. Either one is fine. Rav Adda Bar Abba Amar. No. Veshet V'lo Kana. Only the Veshet. Not the Kana. Okay? At the end of the daf, we're going to have a tziyuft on this, and it's going to be anyone. Either one. Right now, Rav Adda Bar Abba says, only the Veshet. Only the Veshet. Rav Nachman Amar. O Veshet. O Kana. Echad Ketani. The Mishnah says one. Echad Goldu, anyone. Rav Adda Bar Abba Amar, no, Veshet Lo Kana. Veshet Velo Kana, only the Veshet. Why? My Echad, Miyuchad. It's the better one. Oh, it's the better one? Which one's the Veshet? Which one's the Veshet? The Veshet's the food pipe? So that's how you eat it. The Veshet is not the food pipe. That's how you have food. Otherwise, you can't breathe. I know. Simon. Simin, Shachat, Chatoyin, Gargaras, Pekima, Chatas, Ha'o. Meisvei. We're going to bring a raya now against, believe it or not, the first three rayas, the first bunch of rayas are against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says either one. How can it be either one? Meisvei, I'll bring you a raya. It says a price like this. Shachat es ha-veshet. If somebody shechted the veshet, v'yachar kach nishmita, ha-gargeres. Gargeres is another word for the kone. Right? So someone shechted the veshet, and then after that, he nishmata hagargeres. What does nishmata hagargeres mean? He detached. He detached the kone, mistama, not with the shechita. Nevertheless, it's kshera. It's kosher. Right? Why is it kosher? Because the minute I did the veshet, I'm done. Right, I'm done. We're going to have it the whole day. Halach is, once you do a valid shechita, any chafer that happens now is irrelevant. So I shechted the veshet. Now I've played around with the kana, irrelevant. I turned it into a chafer, now it's irrelevant. Why? Shechita's done already. I did rove simon. Right, birds all you have to do. Right? However, Nishmata Hagargeret Biachakach Shachadesh Aveshet, Tepsula. If I first ruin the Kana, then I shech the Veshet, that's obviously possible. Why? It's a trefa already. I made it into a trefa. By playing around with the Kana, I made it into a trefa. Now, Vim Shachadesh Aveshet. If you shech the Veshet, Vinim says Gargeret Shmuta, and you notice that the Gargeret is detached. The ani idea, and you don't know im kadam shchita nishmata, im achar shchita nishmata. You don't know when this happened. You don't know when it happened. Zeh hayamaisa. This happened once. This happened once. For amru, and they said like this: kol safik b'shchita psula. We have to be machmir. It's a safik. Safik doraita. We're going to be machmir. What? Why can't you? Yes. Well, you physically can't do both of them at the same time. Because they're not next, they're not side by side. They're one behind the other. Correct, but you're going to hit one first. So, that's not the question. The question is, you did one. Of course, we said already, it's optimal to do both. Optimal to do both. Here, one was already ripped. It was already ripped. The question is, we don't know when that happened. So the answer has to be machmer, to suffix. Do machmer. Right? That's not the question. The kasha is that the braisa is very one-sided. It only talks about a case where the kana was detached. What about vilushchita bigargeres lo katani? This braisa doesn't mention, what if you did it the other way around? What if you shechted the kana first and you notice the veshet's detached? Then what's the story? The braisa doesn't discuss that. Why not? Because the rabbi is right. Only the veshet has to be shechted, not the kana. That's why the price doesn't bother mentioning it. See the kasha? How it's a raya against Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said you can check either one. So you have a brisa that only discusses checking the veshet. And there's a problem with the kana. You discover a problem. Right, so what do? But the other way around, shechting the kana and noticing a problem in the veshet, that doesn't come up. Obviously, you can't check the kana. But the Rav is correct. Says the Gemara, no. You know why? Because the kana, that many times is detached. So you're going to run into that problem. The other way around doesn't happen. It doesn't come up. Why should the Brisa discuss things that don't come up? Right? Doesn't come up. Never happens. Therefore, that's why the Brisa didn't mention. The raya that Rav Nachman's wrong, not a raya at all. Next. Tashma. Shachat shnei chatzoi, the simonim ba'ov. If you shecht two halves of the simonim by a bird, psula, it's no good. Why is it no good? Because you didn't shecht row. Shecht it only half. Not good enough. 51%. We're going to have a machlokas on Amud Beis going into tomorrow. What if it's 50%? Is that also row? We're going to have a discussion about that today. We're going to start it today. If it's 50, what if it's exactly 50? We'll see today. Hold your horses. So shachat shnei chatzoi simanim ba'ov psula. If you shech both halves by a bird, it's possible. Why? It's not more than 50%. Vein sarachlam b'behema. I don't even have to tell you that by a behema, that's also no good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ba'ov. When it comes to a bird, ad sheyishchot es haveshet the es haveritin. Rabbi Yehuda said you have to shech the veshet. And you also have to shech the veridin. What are the veridin? Sui was telling me yesterday for a whole thing in the book over there. What are they? Carotid arteries and the jugular vein. Anyway, that's a side point. You pull out the book, the pictures of it, wonderful. That's a side point. The ikkar is that Rabbi Yehuda, that you see from this brisa, the only simon of the bird that's kosher is the veshet. So it's mentioned over here. Obviously, Rav Nachman's wrong. So Gemara says, no, that's not why. You know why? Mishum the veshet samach liberidin. The reason why Rav Yehuda only picked the veshet is because it's closer to the veridin. Ein achinami. You can check the kana also. But that's going to be more work for you. Because you have to check the kana and then go get the veridin. That's a little more work. I didn't mention that. But in a chinami, you don't have to check either one. Yes. 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 And we're going to learn that the only reason Rabbi Yehuda required to shecht the veridin was to get the dan out. If you do the chiro and all these psulim by the veridin, it doesn't ruin the shechita. Correct, but whatever they are, there's no hilchos shechita by them. It's just for dan, only for dan. Right, we're going to get to that. Toshma, another raya. Shachat chatsi gargeres, if someone shecht half a kana, according to Vazav Arava, this doesn't help. Why? Because according to him, you only have to shecht the veshet. So this is going to be right again. So you shecht half the kaneh, v'shaha kidei shechita acheres, and then you wait the time you can do a shechita, the gumra, and now you finish off the shechita. Shechita sakshira. The shechita is good. Why is the shechita good? I'll tell you why it's good. Because the fact that you created half a kaneh, that's nothing. Because you don't make the kana into a trefa unless it's rove. So it's half cut, not rove, that's nothing. Now I went ahead and shechted the other simon. So it's no problem here. The other simon. Oh, I'm sorry. No, the gomra. What? Same one. She does a kshera. It's good. Why? Same exact reason what I just said. Why you shechted half the kana, you didn't do anything. You can go to the bathroom, you can go take a phone call, nothing happens. Because by a kana it's by rov, and by the veshet it's by a masrur. That's the din. So you don't make it into a trefa yet. When's it a trefa? It's a trefa, it's more than 50%. So you stop 50%, not a trefa. Now you come back a minute later and do a masrur, you've now done shechita. Yeah, that's apparently, yeah. Shahir would be maybe if you're doing the same ice and you wait now. Or by an animal. Now, but it does become Shahir by the Veshet. My love, aren't we talking about both? Aren't we talking about a bird? Umay gamra la gargeras? And then we say that you finished off the Shechita. We're talking about the same Kana, and it's a Kasha again, Ravada Barava. The Gemara says, low. No, the behemoth, we're talking about, in this case, is about an animal, my gamra l'shchita kula. Okay? Not a riot either way. Next, tashma, haresha yechati kana pagum. Let's say half the kana already had a pagum. It was already had a hole in it. The hosef olav kol shahu, you came along and made a mashahu, the gamro, and now you finished it. Shchita sok sheva. Shchita is good. My lav, the oaf. Aren't we talking about a bird? My gamru lakana. Same exact price, basically. Right? What do you see? Again, Ravada Barava is incorrect. Right? Low. Again, the behema. It's talking about an animal. My gamru leveshet. Okay, so it's no raya at all. Now, next raya. This raya is going to be the last one. Tashma, ketzad malikin. How do you do malika? Chata ta'ov. You break the neck, the spine, umafrekes, and you break the neck below rov basar, without taking off rov basar. Take off rov basar, we learn, you make it into a trefa. That would passel every malika in the world. It could never be. What? Make it into a nevela, correct. Ad shemagil veshet, until you reach the veshet, o kana, or the kana. Magil veshet, o the kana. When you reach the veshet or the kana, chotet simon echad, rov basar imo. Upa'ola, shnayim or rov shnayim. Anyway, tiyofta there, Ravada Rava, tiyofta. Ravada Rava said, you can only cut the veshet, the prayer is not true. The prayer is not true, do either one. Oh, my havi Allah, so what's the bottom line? Says the Gemara, what do you mean my havi Allah? Kid the Gemara, I just said it, it's tiyofta, Ravada Rava. Also, a funny kind of Gemara here. What's the story? What do you mean, what's the story? I just told you the story. The story is a tziyufta. No, Dilma Shani Hasan, think of Shadr Mafrekin. Maybe it's different over there, because that's a carbon. The Yossi's question. That's talking about Malika. But Malika, maybe it's different. My, what about if it's not a carbon? Tashma, Tahu, listen to this. Tahu bar Abza, Tahavi, Bey Rava. There was a goose. Right? Does that mean a goose? A duck, I'm sorry. A duck in Rava's yard. What? It was a rubber's yard. Ki mimatmes kua demaya. Which I believe that means, I didn't look at the art school, I believe it means that its neck looked very, very red and bloody. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, second to bottom line. Meluchla tzavara b'dama. Its neck was red with blood. Shenikra tzavaro. His neck got ripped. Bitzarek libdok b'simonim. And had to check the simonim. Shema nifzak hakana. Maybe the kana was robed. Look at the word mati. Nifzak hakana. Or, oh, nikave haveshet. Or the veshet had a nikave. A tiny hole. Because it's a puncture. Because the two are different shiurim. Umishum safek drusa. Listen to this. Listen to this Rashi. Umishum safek drusa lo boy limitbike. We don't have to check. Maybe it was attacked. Maybe it was attacked. Right? And therefore, we're going to learn later in the Masechta that if an animal is attacked, it becomes a treifa. Why? It's a mystery. But it has to only be attacked by a wild animal. So it's a mystery why. The Gemara says that the animals have poison in their claws, and they poison the animal. This is one of the Gemaras that we know today is simply not true inside. There's no such thing. Tigers don't have poison in their claws. No, they don't. Poison? No, they don't. So one of those Gemaras, it's like, you know, one of those Gemaras that we don't have an answer for. Because it's simply not, science is simply not true. What? There are only like three or four of these Gemaras. One of them is about killing bugs on Shabbos. One of them is about the Mayim Shalanu, that the Gemara says the water. That's bugs on Shabbos. That's by generation. You're allowed to kill bugs on Shabbos because they don't have fruit or rule. That's not true. The other one, there's only the third one is about the Mayim Shalanu. The Gemara says it's the water for the matzah, and the Gemara makes this comment about how the water gets heated overnight because the sun goes down and it heats the water underneath the ground. It's not true. So I think those are the only three. One of them is over here, but by the cord. So it's a separate trefa. Even if the trefa is not in the cone of the vessel, that is not because that you don't need the cord for that. If there's a rove in the cone and a mid in the vessel, you don't need the cord for that. Anyway, it has a function. So the cord is unrelated. Right? What's the pshat? The pshat is the Gemara says we're going to learn them in trefa.
It's because of the drasa. It's been attacked and it's poison.
How do we explain that? When we get to there, we'll explain it.
Now, when we should suffer drasa, low boy limit became. You don't have to say that it was that. Why? Because the talinan, the kalba or bakanya, if you have a choice to say it was a dog, I think it means a dog or a stick. I mean, Hassan, we're going to learn that from the gimel, suffer kalba, suffer shunra. If it's a dog or a cat, I think the dog doesn't have poison, the cat does. Any kalba will say it's a dog. Says Rashi, you don't have to get into that. Anyway, that had a duck like this, on my rubber, Heshi Nevin. What do we do with this bird? What do we do with this duck over here? What do we do with this duck? Neshchete, you want to shecht it, Bahadar Nabdike, and then we'll check out the Simon and see what the story is. Can't do that. Dilma, the Makom Nekev Kashachit. Maybe we're going to shecht in the exact spot where there's the Nekev. That's not going to work. Now, Nidbike, you want to check it out. And then we'll shecht it. It's impossible. Hamar Rabba, deshet ein lo b'dikah mibachut. You can't check a deshet before you do shechita. Why not? Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Second line. Lefishu treifa b'nekev b'mashuhu.
It's a treifa with a mashu of a hole in the deshet.
But b'eino nikker. You can't see that from outside. One minute. B'tifas dam. Why can't you check?
Because let's say there's a hole in the veshet, says Rashi. I don't know if it's medically true.
Tifas dam nichnases lo bibifnim benekev
v'ino nikar. Because the hole is clogged with blood, and you can't see the hole when it's still alive.
Abel krum hapnimi, but the inner tube, the inner vein, is really white. Inside the animal, it's really white. But tifas dam nikeres bo.
Then you'll be able to notice it. Hey, why is there a blood spot over here on this krum?
Obviously, there's a nekev.
Avol hachitzon adom. But you look and see it is red. The outside of it is red. So you can't check. You can't check while it's still alive.
Ela mibifnim.
The only way you can check is on the inside.
So, Amalei Rabbi Yosef Berei. Rabbi Yosef was Rava's son.
Right? Rava
Rav's father's name? Also Yosef. Right? Rav Yosef was Rav's son. He tested his father. Nidbeke lekana. Well, let's check the kana. Right? Let's check the kana bibachot. Benashkete lekana. Then we'll shef the kana. De lachshire. And then we can kasher the bird, which is exactly what Mati suggested. So the Gemara says, it's continuing. Bahadar lakua lavesha validicate. Then we can check the vesha. In other words, we'll check the kana. There's no shy on the kana. So the kana will shech, and then we'll check the vesha. Exactly what Mati suggested. On my Rava. Maybe Rava would have said this about you, Mati. Chakim Rabbi Yosef Bari. Ah, my son Yosef is so smart. Betrafis, like Trafis, Kribiochar, just like Kribiochar. No, you cut half the windpipe. Right. So Alma, but what do you see from this whole story? What do you see from the story? Echad ka'amar, ohai, ohai. By the way, he's gutty the one. And this is not kutchim. We said, how do you know the Ravadzer Rav is wrong? Ravadzer Rav said, you can only check the vessel. So we said, no, it's impossible. Maybe that's only by Malika. So the story here from Rav. The son said, well, she'll shock the kana. So what do you say? You can check the kana. This is a crazy case. The duck was choking, whatever. The point is, you can do it. 100% mutter. What? No, you check the kana. You've now killed the duck. Now we'll take a magnifier. Now we'll check the... Maybe... Right. As a matter of fact, there's a whole discussion whether or not you need or can use a magnifying glass to check some money. Because in the Gemara, there was no such thing. Today, they don't use it. They don't use it because they don't think you have to. Because the halacha is, a normal person, you don't have to go to NASA and get some massive, you don't have to do that. So they claim, I don't know who the they is, it's been claimed that you can see them without a magnifying glass. That's the two issues about the bugs, which is the same thing that applies with bugs on lettuce. They claim that they're not microscopic. First of all, they're not microscopic. Second of all, it's a machlokes. If you know they're there, then can you ignore them? The halacha is the only chayiv for bugs is they're not microscopic. What if you know they're there? It's very complicated. They claim, Rav Shechta says, if you take a cup and there are bugs in there, you can see it up to the light. You don't need a magnifying glass. You see them. They're clear colors. So you really don't see them because they're clear. They're clear bugs. The bugs in the water and the bugs in the lettuce, two different halachas. Correct. They're not microscopic. We saw that in the video in high school. They're not microscopic. They're green. So when you see them on lettuce, you can't see them because they're green. It's not microscopic. Now, the bugs in the water, if you take a cup and hold it up to the light, you will see that thing swimming in there. You don't think it's true? If you take a cup. That's what they claim. Okay. Ready? Next. Review the... What? Rav Yehuda said, you also have to cut the breedin. What are breedin? What are they again? The blood vessel. I'm Rav Gista, I'm Lama, I'm Rav Yehuda, Elava. Oh. That's only by no. Not by a behemoth. Why? Howel vitzo lehu kulo ke'echad. Because the custom was, in those days, they would roast the whole bird at one shot. Therefore, it was a chashash, that the blood is stuck in there, and it's going to be an issur of dam. Avol behema, but a behema, kiven de menascha, aver, since they cut animals up, nobody buys a whole animal, they cut it up in the butcher shop, the blood drains out anyway. Therefore, lo tzarach, not so necessary. Lememra, you mean to tell me, the time of Rabbi Yehuda is mishum damu? Because of dam? That's what I'm telling you. Titnan, but nan, ruda omer, ashish chazav reading. What do you mean, shechtim the breeding? What does that mean? That implies it's because of a shechita issue. Ema, you know what? We should change the Mishnah. The Mishnah should say, Ad Shiyinakev Esav Breedin. Until you clean out the Breedin. not shechting them. If she was to clean them. Umay achi yishchot. What does it mean? Then why does the Mishnah use the lashon of shechita? That's not what it means. It means achi yinaki b'shas hashechita. When should the cleaning out be done? When should the cleaning out of the blood? Josh knows this stuff. When should the cleaning out of the blood of the bird be done? It should be done right when you do the shechita. Don't wait 3 hours. Do it right then. Why? We'll learn in a minute why. Tashma, wait a minute. Read the b'shechita, diber b'yehuda. It tends to prefer it. That the read it is b'shechita, which implies the halacha of shechita. Again, Eima changes to say, v'ridin tzarech l'nakban b'shas shechita, diber b'yehuda. What? Yeah, so you shech the bird. There's a little bit of kisi adam. You cover that dam. You don't have to cover all the dam. Now, Ruth, it says, it's a good question. You have to get rid of the reason because, like I said, you're going to roast the animal at one shot, and the blood's going to stay in there. Right, but you don't have to go out of your way to do right. Tashma, wait a minute. Amul al Rabbi Yehuda. He told Rabbi Yehuda, Me'achas shalohus kiruv reason el hotzimi and dam. If it's true, but the only reason why you're cutting the reason is to get rid of the dam. Mali b'shchita, mali shlo b'shchita. What's the difference when you do it? Michlal, the b'huda safar b'shchita. Again, obviously it's because of shchita. The Gemara says, no, hachi kamar. Here's what we meant to ask. Mali l'nakvam b'shas ha-shchita, mali l'nakvam b'lo b'tah ha-shchita. Why do you have to clean out the breeding during the time of the shchita? That's the question. B'hu safar b'shas ha-shchita osidam d'chayim. When just shechted, the blood's nice and alive. Shlo b'shas ha-shchita lo osidam d'karir. Later on, it cools off, and it cools off, it's much harder to clean it. So it's a very practical thing. Do it now. By a bird. Now, by Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the following question. So, breeding of Yehuda, Shah Bahan, Doris Ben Mahu, what if you do Shihir or address it by the breeding of a bird? Is that a problem of Shechita? Is that a Shechita problem? The answer is no. Amaleh Husav, Hachi Amar of Elazar, Amrila Husav of Elazar, Hacham Rabbi Yochanan, Menachban, Bakot, Ben Shavrin. You can even use a coat. You don't even have to use a knife. You can use anything. You know why? Because it's not a shechita issue. It's not a shechita issue. It doesn't have any rules of shechita. Good? You did a shechita already. Now that you want to get someone... Correct. Now, Tanya Kavasi, Rav Chisda, will learn the brides in support of Rav Chisda. That's going to say like this. We're going back now. That only took me an oath. Shachat shnechat tzoyin simonim va'ov pasul b'yein tzorach lom v'behema Rabbi Yehuda omer va'ov ashishchet ha'veshet v'etav v'ridin. You have to do both. Okay, now we're getting to the Gemara that I promised you about 50-50. So, chatzi echad va'ov itmar. Rav is going to make a startling statement. Rav amar mechza al mechza kiro. It's exactly 50-50. That's rov. What? Rav Kahana Amar, Mechza Mechza Eino Kuro.
Not true.
Rav Amar, Mechza Mechza Kuro. Hachi Amalei Rachmana L'Moshe. Here's what the Torah, here's what Hashem said to Moshe. Lo Tishayer Ruba. Don't leave over more than Rov. In other words, don't not cut more than Rov. What if I cut exactly Rov? That's fine. Don't, when Hashem told Moshe, the dinim of shechita, he phrased like this: when you check the animals, make sure you don't leave over rove of simon. What if you leave over exactly rove? Don't leave over rove exactly. What if you cut exactly rove? No problem. Rav Kahana Amar, no, mechza mechza ain't a kerov. Hachi amalei rachmana lemoshe. Shachet ruva, shech the rove. Right, shech the rove. What's going on here? Shech the rove. Now we're going to end off saying. By shechita, there is no shaila. You have to shech the robe. What is Rav made a statement, robe is good? What do you mean by that? 50% is good? So we're going to say, it meant in the halacha, that if more than a majority, or just to think of carbon Pesach, what if somebody's tamei? He can shech the Pesach Sheni. What if the majority of Kali Yisrael is tamei? Then everybody can shech the Pesach Rishon, the Tumah. What if 50% of Kali Yisrael is tamei? Then Rav said he can also do it. That's all he meant. He didn't mean that at all. We're going to undo everything he said. We're going to keep asking kashas until we realize he couldn't have meant that. It's impossible. That 50% is good. Impossible. He meant the Hazara unique halacha only by Hilchas Karban Pesach. Why is over that? He learns that. We'll get to it tomorrow. All right? Everyone have a good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.